Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Okay, it's the meatball here. We're still coming from Toronto Comic Con with We Got the Geek, and as we continue to make our way through Artist Alley, I've recently just stumbled upon a table with some beautiful artwork. Artist Isabelle Angel. Okay, I'm trying to get my French in there correctly, but I'm looking at all this artwork you've got here, and it's stunning. It's beautiful work, and you know, I just wanted to stop and get the chance to meet you and talk to you, and maybe ask how the show's been going.
The show's been going very well, seriously. A lot of commissions, which is different from before. A lot of clients came with blank covers. So that's new for me because I've never done them before. So it's very exciting for that. But, yeah.
Excellent. And you've got a very unique style. It's certainly a style that I haven't seen before, and it's very eye-catching. But you've got this array of different types of illustrations. You've got some superhero stuff and some, you know, some dark kind of just ink work, and it's really fantastic stuff. And yeah, it definitely has a cute element for sure. Maybe what are some of your inspirations for maybe how you developed your style?
Good question. I don't know. Everything around me. My cats.
Cats?
My cats. I don't know. Like, they do something silly. I'm like, oh, here's a little character that just popped in my head while I'm looking at your cat. But no, I don't know. I look around a lot on the internet. I watch a lot of shows, and it's just like, I don't know. Inspiration comes from everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, it's very eye-catching being able to just kind of walk over and spot this.
A lot of colors.
Yeah, the colors are great. The dynamism, it's that storm picture is that's crazy, but it makes sense, right?
It makes sense, right? Nobody draws them in real life with, you know, wind in their face.
So I'm assuming that you must have a website, obviously.
Yes, isabelleangel.com. And I'm everywhere, Tumblr, DeviantArt, Facebook, Instagram,
everything. Okay, excellent. So people can just go there, and are they able to purchase your work on the websites as well?
My shop is on Etsy. So if you go on Etsy or just my website, you have all the links to everywhere. So.
Excellent. We'll definitely have to send some people along. And is there any other parts of your work you'd like to promote that we can get out to our audience? I'm putting you on the spot, aren't I?
You are. Well, I'm actually working on a comic book, like a graphic novel, with a writer, Timothy Riel, which is like a comedian in Ottawa, you might have known. So it's coming out hopefully this year, beginning of 2016 maybe.
Excellent.
So that's coming up, so I'm very excited about that.
Well, that's definitely something we will watch for, and hopefully we'll run into you again around that time, and we'll get to plug the book for you to as many of our fans as we can. So we will check out your website. We will share that around, and it's great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.